The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Starting off a little differently this week. Welcome to Hollywood and Levine. I am Ken Levine. We started with one of my jingles because that's going to be the topic of this week's episode, radio station jingles. Now, for some of you, this is going to be really cool. It's going to be very nostalgic, and you're going to want to listen to this episode two or three times. And others are going to go out 5 minutes and run screaming, saying, oh, God, I'll see you people next week. But I figured since this is kind of a nostalgic time of year and people think about their backgrounds and growing up in their old hometowns and the fact that it's hard to get guests during the holiday season, I thought this week I would center on a topic that, quite frankly, I thought no one in the world would be interested in other than me, but it turns out that is not the case, and that is radio jingles. Because when you hear a jingle from a station that you grew up with, man, it just evokes so many memories. And I'm sure you had a station growing up that you loved. You can probably still sing their jingles today. So that's what we want to talk about. And like I said, I thought no one would be interested in this. And there is a company in Dallas called Jam Productions. They're the ones that made all of my jingles. They are the biggest and the best. Other companies are TM. Formerly, there was a company called PAMS. There was Gwyn Sound. There was Heller in Los Angeles, the Johnny Man Singers in Los Angeles. But Jam, for the last 40 years, has been the big company. And the owner of Jam Productions is somebody who we have had on this podcast in the past as a guest named John Wolfert. And John does a weekly radio show. There is an internet station called Rewound Radio, which is incredibly hard to say, Rewound Radio. But he does a show every Sunday, and he does features about radio jingles. Now, I would have bet the farm that seven people would be listening to that. But it turns out he gets thousands and thousands of listeners from around the world that are tuned in and hanging on every word and every three-second song. So I thought, well, okay, then maybe there might be some interest in my audience listening to some jingles. I used to collect air checks, which is basically radio shows from different disc jockeys around the country when I was a kid growing up. I used to listen not only to the radio stations in my local market here in Los Angeles, but all over the country. You know, if you had a good radio at night, especially in the winter, you could pull in stations from faraway markets. In Los Angeles, I actually would listen to WLS Chicago in the winter, which was pretty magical. I mean, now, of course, you can listen to this anywhere around the world. But back then, the fact that somebody could be sitting in a little room in Chicago talking into an inverted tomato soup can, and 2,000 miles away, I'm able to hear it was pretty remarkable. So I used to collect these tapes of various disc jockeys. I would write radio stations out of the blue and say, would you send me a tape of your station? And I would also collect jingles back then. And to me, jingles were really what separated one station from another, because in each market, there were generally two competing top 40 stations. They all played the same songs. Their disc jockeys were all very similar, save for one or two that were terrific on each station. But by and large, it was, you know, time and temp guys. And the only thing that really distinguished one station from the other was the musical signature, was the jingles. So I was always interested in that. Now, a number of years ago, before I started this podcast, I needed to get an audio editing program on my computer. And I downloaded this program called Audacy, because it's free. And I figured, as an experiment, I need to just play around with this and learn how it works and learn how to do multiple tracks and edit, that sort of thing. And so I needed a project, basically just something to work on. And I never thought it would go anywhere or be played anywhere. But what I decided to do was just take lots and lots of radio station jingles and put them all together in a montage. And I thought, okay, I'm going to put together a little 3 or 4 minute montage, and that'll be fun. But the 3 or 4 minutes kind of went on to 7 and 8, and there's a couple other jingles that I wanted to work in there, and it's about 20 minutes. So this is going to be 20 minutes, wall-to-wall, nonstop radio jingles from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, a couple of satellite jingles, and a couple of internet station jingles as well. Are you ready? Do you think you can handle it? Like I said, you are going to hear some things perhaps that you had not heard in years, and it's just going to be like, wow. It's just going to bring back thousands of memories all in 4 seconds. And again, there are some of you who are going to listen to the first 13 seconds of this and go, not for me, I'm out. But hopefully you will be one that will enjoy. So here is this week's jingle montage.
Best of the new
and the best of the gold.
on WABC.
In the Valley of the Sun,
there's only one serving all of Arizona.
Radio 55, KOI.
San Francisco, people power, people power, people power, people power, people power.
1260 KYA,
San Francisco,
Broadway, Broadway, the station with the Broadway beat.
WABC, 95.5 FM,
Broadway,
88 KBS.
Rockefeller
Center,
636 WNBC,
New York City,
Sirius Standard Time,
92.7
KFM,
93 KHJ WKBW,
XHBST,
WK,
XHBST,
the best music,
KCBQ.
Saturday, Sunday, WABC.
Music Radio KSFX.
For the balance of the morning, KFWB's Bill Balance.
Merry Christmas from 93 KHJ.
KMBC.
Los Angeles, 710.
WORFN.
Condom. For
useful advice to help you through the day.
Music Radio WLS Chicago.
Ladies and gentlemen, the beat goes on.
CKLW, the Motor City.
We'll be right back.
Okay, there you go. You're obviously still here. You stuck it out. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Let me know. HollywoodLevine@Outlook.com, HollywoodLevine@Outlook.com. Also, thank you for all of the responses to last week's podcast episode when I gave my sagacious opinions about Frasier. I really do enjoy hearing from you and getting your insights and your take on things. So that'll do it for this week. Our thanks, as always, to Adam and Susie Meister-Butler, to John Wolfert, to Howard Hoffman, to Bruce and Jason Miller. If you want to see my New Yorker cartoons and other cartoons that were rejected, you can go to my Instagram account. In fact, you can subscribe to it. Hollywood and Levine. And with that, I bid you a fond adieu, and we will see you next week. All right, one last jingle.
Hollywood and Levine.